The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, $497.
Would you like some new ideas for getting the word out about your business? Well, if so, then you'll want Dana's free wall poster showing you the 53 ways to market your business for more leads and sales. Just go to danawild.com/wallposter or text 44222 with the word wall poster. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/wallposter, or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word wall poster, all together with no spaces, and we'll send you the poster immediately by email. The best part about this downloadable file is that it not only gives you 53 new ideas for marketing your business, but it also shows you which of those ideas are big lead gushers and which methods are free. Text 44222 with the word wall poster today.
Hey, it's Dana Wild, and welcome to the show. Today we have a topic called disappointment. Because you know what? As entrepreneurs, now and again, you're going to not achieve something that you thought you were going to achieve. You may not get a media interview or achieve an incentive. And so what's going to happen? You're going to get disappointed by things. And now, as brain trainers, most of the time we bounce back from things really quickly. I know myself, I don't really experience a lot of negative emotion for any length of time. You know, I'll get a little frustrated with things, especially technology, now and again. But for the most part, I don't have to experience these really negative emotions for any length of time. Until recently, I had an experience, and so this is why I wanted to share this story with you. Here is the story. My brother is in a tribute band for Tom Petty, and he's been doing their lighting for a few years now. And he had an opportunity, and we knew it was coming up, where he was going to get to be like the Tom Petty, try out to be the lead singer. This is a big deal because this is like the biggest Tom Petty tribute band in the country. They travel all over the place internationally. It's huge. And so we were all like, you know, nervous and excited at the same time for him and couldn't wait for that day when he would step on stage and get to be the Tom Petty. So time went by and the day arrived. It was about 10 days ago. And I was talking to him and saying like, wow, it's really far, far north in Minnesota. Maybe that's convenient because maybe it's good that your first time, you're not having a bunch of people around that you know. And he was like, oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, this couldn't have played out any better. I'm so happy because, he's a little bit nervous and it gives him a chance to get good at it. And so I thought, okay, great. I'm glad I'm not going to be there because I know how that feels. I'm a speaker and I know like it's that added pressure when people you know are in the audience. So time went on and it got within a few days of the show and I started thinking, you know, it'd be fun to drive up there and not tell him and stay in the car, like hide out at a restaurant until he actually was on stage and then sneak into the place, stay in the back of the room and be there for him when he got off stage. So I'm talking to my man about it. I'm like, we should really do this. We should go and do this. Let's do this. And I'm kind of needling him. Let's do this. Let's get the, you know, and he's like, oh my gosh, it's not only 5 hours there and 5 hours back, but we have to take the dog because the dog has got special needs and he doesn't even want you there anyway. And why are you wanting to do this? And I was kind of needling him. But he was right. And I knew logically, like in my mind, okay, he's right. This is like kind of silly. He was saying, you know, he might even see you because it's a real small town. And do you really think you can hide? And so I finally gave up and I said, you're right. Let's just forget it. So the day of the event came and my mom and I are doing a Zoom video chat, which we do regularly. And it was about 4 hours before the show. And I'm like, oh, I'm so excited for the brother and all this stuff. And my mom is saying, yeah, me too. And she said, guess what? And she tells me that my stepsister and her husband drove up there and they were there and going to surprise him. That they were there. And the second she said it, I just had this wave of disappointment. Like, and I know she can see it on my face that I was just, I mean, I almost couldn't speak. I was just like, are you kidding me? I could just feel like such, I even almost hate to talk about it because it was such intense disappointment and sadness. And so I said to her, I talked for a little while just to be polite. And finally I said, you know what? I have to go because I need to shake this. I'm not in my right mind. I'm really not feeling good about this. I'm upset. And she said, I know you are. And, you know, she gave me all the pep talk and reasons why I shouldn't be, you know, shouldn't quote unquote, but you know, why the logic helped me train my brain and stuff. And I just couldn't do it. So I got up and I went up. It was dinner hour and I told my man what happened and he could see how disappointed I was. And then he feels horrible and I just can't shake it. Like, I mean, I am so feeling so bad. He's trying to be nice about it, and he's like, you know, doll, you did the right thing. You know, we made the right decision. It was a long drive. We had the dog. He asked you not to go, or he kind of said he was happy that people weren't going. And he's like, you have to snap out of this, because he knows, like, you don't want to see a Dana Wilde sad moping around the house. And I could not shake it. I'm not kidding. I was trying all my brain training stuff. But no matter how much I tried the logic with myself that it was the right decision, I just couldn't shake it. And I knew, like, it's not even practical to feel this bad because I'm using a bad brain. I'm not making good decisions. Like, I know this stuff, right? So we get through dinner and I'm just not talking because I'm trying a way to turn my emotions around and I'm trying to find a way to feel better. And I'm even thinking in my mind, well, if I get in the car now and I drive, I can still catch the second set. And that finally I just say, okay, forget it. I've got to get over this. And so I say to my man, I'm just going to go for a drive. I've just got to get out of here and I've got to go for a drive. But I knew what I was going to do was I wanted to go for a drive so that I could get in the car and I could yell. Because even though a little bit of my emotion that was going on was upset, jealousy that other people were going to get to be there on his first night, a little bit of my upset was mad at my man for not going with me and doing it, but mostly what I was feeling was disappointment. And so I knew the way to get over disappointment was to get angry at myself, get angry at the situation, shift my emotions, shake loose, move myself along the emotional scale, which you can learn more about in the Train Your Brain book if you like. So I did it. I got in the car and I just started yelling and then moving myself up the emotional scale, getting frustrated, getting hopeful, feeling all those emotions till I started getting more stable and more centered and more realizing, like, you know what, I did make the right decision. I really did make the right decision. It was really smart and I really felt it. You know, I really felt after moving from a disappointment to anger to frustration to hope to belief, like, it was great. There were going to be lots of opportunities. It was fine and things were great. And then, you know what? I got an idea. And the idea was texting my stepsister and brother-in-law and say, hey, could you live stream this? You're right there right now. Could you live stream this? And I got that idea because I shifted my emotions and it was 10 to 8, 10 minutes before they go on, before he went on. And they said, we're on it. Let's figure out how to do it. And do you know what? Those two, they not only drove 5 hours one way and 5 hours back, but they spent the whole show live streaming. And I was there just like I always imagined I would be for that very first song that he did on stage, which, by the way, he kicked butt and he rocked it and he did an amazing job. He was absolutely awesome. Totally just as I had imagined it to be. And everything had unfolded perfectly for me. I was able to be there. I was still able to take care of the dog. I was still able to enjoy the concert. All of those things happened because I had access to that idea about live streaming, and that wouldn't have happened if I wouldn't have taken the time to move through my emotions and train my brain to get to the point where I was really feeling good. So, with that long story, here's the deal. We're going to have disappointments, and sometimes it's going to be a little hard to shake them, and that's okay, I know what that's like now. It just happened to me. But happiness is practical. And if you can't get there by saying happy mantras, if you can't get there by saying hopeful statements, then get there by getting angry and yelling a little bit and shaking it up and then moving yourself to gentler statements, because it's worth it. Because when you feel better, when you get over your disappointment, when you get those good mantras flowing, those good feelings flowing, you start to feel stable, that's when you get access to those good ideas. And that's when you get what you want anyway, and you see that it really is all unfolding perfectly for you. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
I'm not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?